You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
And we will try to get through things A-OK for another week around Eastern Iowa, as well as around the state and around the country. We're going to talk about a few things from the weekend. We were hoping to talk about the high school football schedules that were supposed to be released today. Haven't been released as of yet. We'll talk about that as well and a whole lot more. It's Gym Class presented by Hennings Financial, coming your way right here on KGYM. Welcome into the Gym Class here at KGYM, 1600 AM, all over Eastern Iowa, 107.5 FM, the brand new Gym OT in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, and 102.3 in Cedar Rapids. Scott Unash here in the studios, Mark Dukes from his living room or basement. I don't know where you're even broadcasting from, Mark. You never told me where you're broadcasting from. Where is the broadcast bunker located?
Suffice to say, my home. It's we have a back porch. We spend a lot of time there, and it's my private studio right now. How about that?
Nice, nice. Looking at the wildlife, you know, things like that. There are worse places to be, right?
Yeah, I look at the wildlife. I miss those days in the studio when a turkey would walk by every now and then, or a deer, or something like that. But we're making do. This is the second week. I'm on Skype, and you are in the studio, and we're perfectly fine with that. We really hope our listeners out there are heeding advice from our leaders and doing things that are smart to slow this pandemic down.
Yeah, and of course, that means staying at home. You're doing your work from home. We'd love to have you with us, and you can do it in many ways. If you don't have a radio with you, you can also listen as well, kgymradio.com. You can tune us in that particular way. Alexa as well. Quite a few ways that you can join us here on the program. We are presented, as I mentioned, by Hennings Financial, your retirement rollover specialist. They're a Cedar Rapids-based financial services firm focused on your retirement journey, and their specialty is helping pre-retirees and the newly retired manage their assets to produce a sustainable income. For more information, all you need to do is go to kgymradio.com, and they've got all the information that you need, or just go to their website and do a great, great job, and we thank them for coming on board as the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program right here on KGYM. We were hoping to talk a little football today, maybe to take and get everyone's minds off of what is going on around Eastern Iowa and around the country right now. We were supposed to have, at this point, high school football schedules out for the fall of 2020, Mark. We had better luck when they were not supposed to come out, and they actually did come out for about 10 minutes. And everyone got a little bit of a sneak peek. But anyway, it was supposed to be today. It was going to be the great unveiling, and it has not happened as of yet. It's 3:06 Central Time.
Yeah, perhaps that's tomorrow's discussion, but you and I have both seen some schedules that kind of trickled out there. And I guess what we can say is that for metro area teams anyway, and perhaps for those schools and in other classes, it appears there's going to be some more travel. We know that some metro teams are going to go over to Central Iowa, and Central Iowa, you're going to see some new teams at Kingston Stadium. From the Central Iowa Metro League that perhaps have never been to Cedar Rapids before. And I think that's exciting. You know, it's only a 2-hour bus trip or thereabouts, but I think it's going to be pretty exciting when everything becomes official.
It is. I will say this. Wash, Jeff, and Kennedy are going to play. We know that. That has been predetermined. This is a brand new bold venture, if you will, by the especially in Class 4A for the Iowa High School Athletic Association. And that is the fact that they were going to have groups. There are not going to be districts. You're going to have 40 teams, and it will be 40 this year. And they are essentially one big, happy conference, if you will. You are going to play around half of your schedule against teams over the last handful of years. I believe it's 5 years that you have been similar to as far as your record is concerned. You can then, like in the past, take, I believe it's up to 3 games to just choose to play, you know, a rival, if you will. And then I believe the state will assign you the other couple of games. And that's where you're going to get a lot of the Central versus Eastern Iowa matchups and things like that. Now, what a lot of coaches that I have talked with and corresponded with in the last week or so are having a little bit of a problem with here, Mark, and that is, I think they're excited to play some new blood, but with everything going on in the world, not only right now, but what we have seen in the last couple of years with numbers going down. There are many factors as far as that is concerned in the world of football, but also as far as just number of people perhaps going to games all through the year. A lot of people go when it's nice weather. Not so much when it's about 32 degrees and there's a stiff wind blowing out of the north. But I
might be among them.
And thank you for tuning in to our radio coverage, by the way, here in KGYM. Yeah. We do appreciate it. But a lot of coaches are saying, well, with that being the case, why don't you play more of the old conference rivalries? I know a couple of coaches that have told me that. They are not of the teams that are within 20 minutes of their school, which there could be 9-10 schools, they're scheduled to play 2 of them. Mm-hmm. And so I guess it's how you look at it is the way that this all plays out.
Yeah, there's pluses and minuses to any way you slice it. And by the way, this is a one-year thing right now.
Yes.
For Class 4A. So I think it's good. People are going to see, you know, is it going to play out as we wanted it to? Top 16 teams in 4A, based on the RPI, are going to go to the playoffs. It's a mixture, Scott. As you know, the schedules I've seen, some metro schools are going to play Davenport schools, which back in my day, Davenport was in the Mississippi Valley Conference. It isn't anymore, obviously, but and you're going to play some old Mississippi Valley Conference teams and like the Dubuque teams and Iowa City teams, but you're also interspersed in there are the teams in Central Iowa, and one cost of that, excuse me, is some of the metro rivalries apparently are going to take a siesta for 1 year. For example, we know Jeff and Prairie, unless something happens at the last minute, are not going to play.
No Kolach Bowl.
No. And that, you know, they created the trophy for this game last year, and now it's going to take at least a one-year hiatus.
Yeah. Yeah. And it sounds as though a lot of those Jeff Wash Kennedy games are going to be very early in the season. So we'll see how that plays out. And that's another thing. When you get into the colder weather, you get more of the non-traditional games, like your Des Moines versus Cedar Rapids or your Iowa City versus Des Moines or whatever the case may be. 319-366-1600. That is the First Federal Credit Union text line available to you out there. And a big thanks to First Federal Credit Union for helping us out with that. FirstFedCU.com, that is the website. And you can find out more information at our website at KGYMRadio.com. We encourage you to do so. And again, we thought we'd be taking a look at those schedules today, but not released as of yet. Maybe they will do it after the program, and we can talk about it tomorrow. By the way, tomorrow we're going to talk NFL draft. Dan Shanka will join us. Plenty to discuss. The draft is still on as of the present moment, and that toward the end of April, about a month from now, it will not be open to the public in Las Vegas, but as of right now, the draft is the next big thing that is going to happen as far as the sports world is concerned. Then on Wednesday, we are going to talk with a Bluter. Hold the phone. Not Lisa Bluter. We're going to talk to David Bluter, who has written a brand new book, 8 years in the making, a novel. And we're going to talk about it with a brand new author, Mr. Bluter. So that'll be coming up on Wednesday. I'm looking forward to that. That'll be fun.
Yeah, I am as well. I've just started looking into the notes that you sent me. And I think, 8 years is a long time to write a book. But David does other things and spends some time watching Iowa women's basketball. And please tune in on Wednesday, because I think it's going to be an interesting conversation with him.
Yeah. And then we'll also be here Thursday and Friday, and we'll come up with something to talk about. Mark and I are working on it. We are working on it 24/7 for your entertainment value out there right now. 319-366-1600. News of the day. Yep. Go ahead, Mark.
No, that's the direction I was going.
If you have a suggestion, please let us know. You can tweet us at our personal Twitter accounts. You can always go to KGYM Radio's Twitter account as well. The news sports-wise of the day today, as far as dealing with the coronavirus is concerned, the long-awaited announcement was made pretty much official a couple of hours ago. The 2020 Summer Olympics are going to be postponed. They were set to start the back half of the month of July. That will not be the case the way it sounds, according to several spokespeople, if you will, from the International Olympic Committee. It sounds like the games will take place probably in 2021. Do not ask me what that means as far as the schedule from here on out is concerned. What does it mean for the Winter Olympics that were scheduled to go on in 2022? That all remains to be seen. A double whammy for people like Spencer Lee, though, and others. Not only they do not get their NCAA tournament, but now will be put on hold as far as trying to win an Olympic gold medal is concerned.
That's very true, at least for a year with Spencer Lee, and he is in the news today, and I know you'll get to that, but we'll see how this plays out. You know, I think as much as anything, it has to do with the qualifying tournaments and certainly the uncertainty of where we're going to stand with the virus at that point across the world. But I know several trials are coming up for the United States, and many countries have weighed in not many, but I know Canada and Australia have said they're not going to send teams, and different bodies in the United States, U.S. swimming, for example, and track and field have said or recommended anyway that the games be postponed for at least a year. So from that standpoint, I'm not surprised.
No, I'm not surprised as well. And I think you hit it on the head. It's a two-prong situation here. Number one, we don't have the qualifying procedures in place and are not going to have the qualifying procedures in place, let alone what is happening around the world, not only in the United States, but in Japan, the Asian countries, what have you. We're all in this together, as we know. And like you said, who knows how things are going to be several weeks down the road. We hope better. We hope better. But until we know that for sure, everyone's taking a very cautious approach to things, and that's probably the best way to do it. 319-366-1600.
It is indeed. And Spencer Lee, good news for Spencer.
He'll take
it. He has been named one of 10 finalists for the Sullivan Award, which is given annually to the top amateur athlete in the country. And no Iowa wrestler has ever won this award. In fact, only four wrestlers since the award first went out to Bobby Jones in 1930, only four wrestlers have won this award, that those being John Smith in 1980, Bruce Baumgartner in 1995, Rulon Gardner in 2000, and Kyle Snyder in 2017. Notable by their absence, Dan Gable and Kale Sanderson.
Yeah. Tough to look by those gentlemen. Tough to look by him out there. So congratulations to Spencer Lee as far as that is concerned. Another honor. It's a day that ends in Y, so another honor going out for Luca Garza. The United States Basketball Writers Association has announced their All-American teams today, and Luca Garza, hey, a first-team All-American. So congratulations to him. Kathleen Doyle, a third-teamer as far as the women are concerned. So he's creeping closer and closer to a unanimous consensus All-America honor.
Yeah, Luca is three-fourths of the way there. There's four bodies that determine a consensus All-America, and the only one remaining is the National Association of Basketball Coaches. The other three, he has already been named first-team All-American. So I got to believe that consensus status probably will be attached to Luca Garza in a very short period of time. I don't have the date that the NABC team comes out, but I would guess that'd be fairly soon. I want to back up to Spencer Lee for a minute. And for those wrestling fans out there, you can vote for the finalists at aausports.org. And that voting portal is open from today, as of this morning, through Monday, March 30th at 11 p.m. And folks can vote once per day. And then the winner is determined by that public vote, a media vote, and committee vote. So we shall see how that pans out. I imagine a lot of Iowa fans will stuff the ballot box for Spencer. But there's nine others involved as well, including Trevor Lawrence, Clemson football, Marcus Howard, Marquette basketball. Those are a couple names that you will recognize.
Yeah, and keep in mind, and I think we kind of lose sight of this when there is a fan vote aspect of it. It is a very small percentage of the vote total. We've had this problem with, I go back to the college football season with the Lou Groza Award. Everyone thought that it was a miscarriage of justice, that it did not go to a certain kicker from about 20 miles down I-380 from where we're sitting at right here, because he won the fan vote, et cetera, et cetera. It's a very small percentage of things as far as the vote is concerned. So please keep that in mind. But please go vote. Please go vote. Spencer Lee would encourage you to do so. We encourage you to do so as well.
Yeah, after you fill out your census ballot online, okay?
I got mine today.
Good, good, good.
I have something to do tonight.
It won't take long. I already filled mine out. It won't take long.
Good. Yeah, that was the big story. Obviously, with everything going on, everyone pretty much committed to being at home, and we do appreciate you doing that if you are doing that right now. Working from home, just being at home, take the dog for a walk around the neighborhood, if you will, bring him back. Heck, take the cat for a walk. Get out of the house, do what you got to do, even though
take yourself for a walk.
Yeah, take yourself for a walk, even though it was a lousy weekend. But I mean, I found myself catching up on a few things here. Did a little closet reorganization. Boy, that sounds pretty vital, doesn't it, Mark? Just kind of working on things like that, caught up a little bit on some programs that I have not seen and had recorded there. So It wasn't a complete washout of the weekend, but you know, you gotta find things to do in this particular time.
You do, and I know we're going to discuss this very soon, but the showing of the iRace and what esports the culture is out there, I've learned a whole lot more about it since I took in that 90-minute live broadcast. Not all of it, but what NASCAR put out there yesterday, and we'll be talking about that.
Yeah, we will. We're going to talk about that coming up here in just a little bit. Your comments welcome at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600 on the First Federal Credit Union text line. We're going to take a break, come back, and we'll talk about that, what happened yesterday, and a grand experiment, if you will, when we return after this. It's Gym Class being presented by Hennings Financial. It's coming your way right here on KGYM.
When you create some of the world's best windows and doors, you won't let just anyone sell them. You want window and door experts. That's why Marvin Windows and Doors are only sold at local, trusted, independent dealers, not big box stores. Marvin never compromises on quality, offering unparalleled value, energy efficiency, and expert craftsmanship.
At Alexander Lumber, they're proud to be a Marvin dealer. Visit Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
The term yoga in general kind of emulates community. I had the business plan in my head for years, but never really knew if I was going to be able to kind of take that leap. I knew it was going to be a lot of work, but I knew that the passion was going to make it not seem like work. Zupacca was really there for me, helping me kind of gain financial literacy. So that way, the day that I did actually walk in the door, I had a really good credit score. Anything along the way that I did, I wanted to make sure that I was being smart about it and I was doing it the best way possible. Everything from the business loan to setting up the LLC and then the insurance of the business as well too. Zupacca really was a great guide and a resource for me getting this whole entire project off the ground. We've built an amazing community here within Soul Revolution, and honestly, we could not have done that without the help and support of Zupacca. There's been a couple of classes when I'll walk in, and especially when it's a busy room and I start to get choked up. Those are the days when it's like, this is what I was supposed to do.
Your money for good. Learn more at tobacco.com. Equal housing opportunity.
At Network Computer Solutions, we understand these are unprecedented times. First, we hope you and your family are well. And second, we want you to know we are here and will continue to offer IT support. If you need remote access to your office, we can assist with that. We will be taking all recommended precautions to keep our employees safe and will provide remote assistance whenever possible. Call us at Network Computer Solutions, 319-247-7223.
Live sports and great smart rock go hand in hand. Take KGYM and Smart FM everywhere you go with the free KGYM app and the free Smart FM app. Sports and your favorite music on your mobile device with a touch of a button. For the home game or the road trip, get the KGYM app and Smart FM app for free today from your app store or KGYMradio.com and SmartRockin.com.
Today and every Monday, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is presented by Randy's Flooring in Coralville and Cedar Rapids. Tune in from 4 to 6 right here on KGYM. Randy's Flooring, local flooring experts by design.
3:26, we're back with you on the Gym Class for a Monday here on KGYM. Scott Unash here in the studio. Mark Dukes from his back porch, not too far away anyway. And well, we had one of our we had a listener call in during the break, Mark, and let us know that these, and I don't know how they know, but maybe they are a coach or in the know, these schedules have been pushed off until Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Thursday. So we can talk about them on Thursday, I guess, a little bit.
Well, let's see if they're released on that date first.
maybe that'll be like Tuesday. I don't know. Hey, we're getting through this one day at a time as well as everybody else out there. 319-366-1600, by the way, if you would like to weigh in. We are presented by Hennings Financial here on the Gym Class on KGYM. You alluded to what I thought was a great experiment yesterday, Mark, and it is, I think, for the most part, And it's perhaps due to the parameters that the country and the world is under right now. But I think for the most part, it was a somewhat of a success yesterday. In case you missed it, with NASCAR and other sports being shut down right now, NASCAR took to a simulated race yesterday. They were scheduled to race at Homestead Miami Speedway down in South Florida. And instead of having the stands filled, the cars out there, et cetera, they went the virtual route and went into the realm of what is called iRacing. And if you don't know what iRacing is, if you're not a race fan, iRacing has been around a few years. It is a very highly technological way that me, Mark, anybody, buttons, even at home, can race against anybody out there through your computer. And the simulation is uncanny. I have done it before, and it is almost as realistic as being out there, except for the fact that you get to hit a reset button and you get to completely fix your car up after you inevitably wreck it. And Fox showed this yesterday, Mark.
I tuned in out of curiosity. You know, obviously no live sports going on, and I just wanted to get a feel for what it was like. And, you know, Mike Joy and Jeff Gordon, two of the announcers, treated it like a real race.
So Larry McReynolds. Really did.
What's that?
So did Larry McReynolds.
Yeah. But I thought it was better than okay. The graphics were really good. At the outset, I wanted to see the actual driver in his simulator, in his house or wherever he was, Dale Earnhardt or Landon Castle or whoever it may be in the lower right-hand corner. And then later in the race, they incorporated that aspect to it. And I don't know that it added a great deal to it, but it gave you an idea real time what, you know, Denny Hamlin, the race winner, and Dale Earnhardt, they had him, Jeff Johnson.
He may have been racing.
he might be an e-sport guy, too. I don't know. But I thought that aspect was good. Are there going to be more? I don't know. I don't know the television ratings or whatnot. But, again, I tuned in out of curiosity. I couldn't watch the whole 90 minutes. But much like real racing, I couldn't watch the whole thing. But it's a sign of the times, is it not?
Well, I think it is. And I'll say this. Is it something that I think should be done every week? No. Because it was kind of the way I thought it would be. And it's kind of the way that I think that people that have done it before knew it was going to be, and that is, okay, it's really fun, and then you have a couple of wrecks, and then everything comes kind of to a screeching halt for about 10 minutes while everything gets back organized and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But you know what? To see the different types, and it's, you know, the iRacing is very similar to the regular racing in the fact that you have Clint Bowyer, one of the racers, and he was, in fact, in the studio, had his setup going, the Fox Studios. He was sequestered somewhere, so he wasn't, he was keeping his social distance. But, you know, he made the joke that, yeah, Denny Hamlin's got a setup that's bigger than NASA. He does. You know, multi-tens of thousands of dollars that some of these race teams put into this, because this is how these guys in 2020 and gals, this is how they get ready. You didn't have this 20 to 30 years ago, but you now have basically simulated racetracks everywhere, and you hone your skill that way. Jimmy Johnson's got an amazing setup. Denny Hamlin's got an amazing setup. Some, though, are just, they showed a young man by the name of Timmy Hill, who had basically his laptop on the desk and a steering wheel, and away he went. And he did pretty good. So, you know, it's the same as real racing. You got your haves and your have-nots. I kind of thought it was interesting.
Yeah, except for the resets. In other words, if you crash your car, you're allowed 3 resets during the race. You basically pull into pit row and get a brand new car, and out you go. And that part was unrealistic. But aside from that, you know, these guys made pit stops, took 2 tires, took 4 tires, took only gas, whatever strategy they wanted to use. So, you know, esports has been around a while, as you know. Colleges give scholarships.
Yes.
And there's a half a dozen in Iowa. Maybe not all give scholarships, but Cornell College in Mount Vernon has an esports program. Iowa State's had a club program since 2006. Our friend Joel in Muscatine knows that, or Morningside has had esports for a while. And yeah, kids can get scholarships. I mean, it's not all racing or sports like what they're talking about, Overwatch and League of Legends and those types of should I say games? Maybe that'd be offending somebody. I don't know, but that's a real thing out there. I've come to learn.
It is. Your thoughts welcome at 319-366-1600. Did you watch? Did you like it? Was it a diversion for 90 minutes? By the way, it went over 90 minutes, and they didn't even have a green-white caution finish, Mark. And you know what? It was Denny Hamlin acted like he won the Daytona 500 afterwards as he made a little contact with Dale Earnhardt Jr. down the straightaway to go to the checkered flag and get the victory in that particular race yesterday. They ran 100 laps, and it took about... Oh, it took about 100 minutes to do. And I'm with you. You know, if they can find a way, if they're going to show this again, if they can find a way to kind of alleviate a little bit of the downtime after a caution, it just took a little while to get everything reset as far as the computer is concerned and things like that. And then going into the pits and getting your reset, the cars, it's not realistic as far as this part of it is concerned. The cars were driving through the other cars on their way out of the pits and in and out. You had to wait X number of seconds before your car was reset, and then you just went. Yeah. But you know what? We've all been there, and it was kind of a throwback to the era of, you know, playing with your buddies downstairs, and whether it be racing or whatever it be, a electronic baseball game, a football game, Madden, whatever the case may be. I thought it was a diversion for a little while, and I think we're going to see maybe more of that. And to just tag along with what you said, Mark, as far as esports are concerned, a lot of folks have said that what we're going through right now is going to be the biggest boon that esports has ever had, because they are not going to shut down. They are going to keep going. iRacing not only got a big boost because of what happened yesterday, but just due to the fact that there's no racing going on right now, whether it be IndyCar, NASCAR, sports cars, late model dirt car racing around the country. It's all shut down at least for a couple of weeks, and there is an outlet to do this, and that is it.
Yeah, for me, it was that diversion for a few minutes on a Sunday afternoon when nothing was going on except replays of 2018 golf tournaments. Did you hear Tiger almost won that?
Tiger almost won the Valspar.
He did. I don't think it'll work in every sport. It obviously wouldn't. And I don't know that you're going to see Tiger Woods and John Rahm in a golf simulator anytime soon, you know, playing Pebble Beach. But there are, you know, I've watched, you know, programs, these Madden experts. They have tournaments for that. Do they have them in baseball? I don't know. But will it work in every sport? Probably not. Racing, auto racing seems to be one that it fit quite nicely.
Yeah, and there's already talk. IndyCar is also going to have a simulated race I'm not sure if it's going to be on network television, but they are going to put together a race. In fact, several of them. I think NASCAR is already planning to do this again. I'm not sure it's going to be on television, but we will see how it all plays out here. 1307 on the First Federal Credit Union text line. Would be cool if the PGA staged a simulated event also. So they are on board for an event. Now, get Tiger Woods golf out there. And, you know, first to 48 under par wins.
That's probably what it would be.
For two rounds.
Two rounds, yeah. You know, in terms of this iRacing thing, it, depending on how long the virus goes, we could see more races. And if it's extremely popular, then I wouldn't be surprised to see more of it.
Yeah. And like we said, maybe these esports and maybe not even sports, if you will, like you talked about, Mark. I'm not familiar with the games that younger folks play, but I know they're out there and I know they're extremely popular. And like I said, schools are giving out scholarship for these things now. So, yeah, we're going to see how it all plays out. But I thought it was kind of fun yesterday. It was a diversion for a little bit and took me away from my closet reorganization for just a little while.
That's scary. I don't know.
Yeah, what am I going to do next weekend? Got that out of the way. That's the biggie. That's the biggie right there. All right, it is 3:39. Another break. We'll come back and have more for you coming up on the Monday edition of the Gym Class. So please stay with us. More to come after this here on KGYM.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Here's a life hack you won't find in any podcast. The fuel you put in your engine matters. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new because it's engineered with four levels of defense against gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So, be sure to subscribe to Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best 4G LTE networks, same as the big carriers, but just for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, saving you up to half the cost of the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, half the cost. Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
While you can't believe everything on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
This is the Frost family. They live on a piece of land they call greener pasture, and they work on it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. With its durable construction and features that hook up to dozens of attachments with ease, no job is too tough. The Frost family runs with us, because this is more than just land. It's home. Nothing runs like a Deere. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Back with you on the Gym Class here at KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 the Gym OT, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Thank you very much for joining us, whether you're at home, and we hope that most people are doing that very thing right now, whether you're at work from at home or whatever the case may be. Thank you very much for joining us. Linn County having their daily briefing going on, continuing to be vigilant as far as social distancing is concerned. They want to let everybody know it is okay to go outside for a walk, a run, or a garden. Just please maintain your social distancing, which is a 6-foot rule, if you will. So keep that in mind out there, and do take the dog for a walk or whatever the case may be. Take yourself for a walk, as Mark mentioned a little bit earlier on. By the way, Governor Kim Reynolds, addressing the virus earlier on today, said no plans are in place right now as far as a mandatory stay-at-home order for the state of Iowa. Other states, a few other states are doing that and have started that, but nothing in place as far as the state of Iowa right now. And but she maintains that it is a fluid situation, so hopefully that will continue as far as the Hawkeye State is concerned. Scott and Mark with you here at 3:44, coming up on 3:45 on the Monday edition of the Gym Class. Tomorrow, Dan Shanka will join us, talk about the upcoming NFL draft, which is still on schedule to take place in Las Vegas. No public. As far as the draft is concerned, but that is still scheduled to go off a month from now. And we'll talk on Wednesday with David Bluder about his brand new novel. And we'll do that on Wednesday. And apparently high school football schedules will come out on Thursday now, as they've pushed that off for another 4 days. The news of the day in the NFL, Mark, the Los Angeles Rams came out with their brand new logo today.
Huh. I hate it, Scott. if you haven't seen it, this doesn't play well on radio because we can't really show you a picture or a photo, whatever. It is all over social media, sports websites, whatever. But it's if I could describe it, it's like an LA with one of the you call it a horn, kind of semi-arced around it. Is that a good way to describe it?
Yeah, with kind of a break in the middle of it, which seems odd to me. It's kind of like the Denver Bronco horse head, except at vertical from the ear at the North Pole, the snout at the South Pole, and then you've got kind of yellowish horns coming out of it.
Yeah, and don't you think the Rams... Folks out there, don't you think the Rams helmets are among the most iconic in the National Football League?
Yes, why change it?
Is this what's going to be on the helmet?
I would hope not, because, like you said, it is very iconic. By the way, already people are putting out there that it is very similar to the Angelo State University logo, which also has a horn coming out of the U of the ASU, except it's a blue and gold horn but it's very similar. Very similar. So stand by as far as this is concerned. We're not out of the woods yet as far as the Los Angeles Rams and their brand new logo is concerned. The colors are slightly different than the original LA Ram colors. Not much. It would be a very discerning eye that could pick it out. But you know that it is special circumstances when Mark and I are breaking down a new logo being unveiled today as far as the National Football League is concerned.
Well, the fact that it's similar to the Angelo State logo reminds me of the not too long ago Kansas State. Folks thought Kansas State was stealing Iowa's Tiger Hawk.
True.
Because it was so similar. And they resolved that since. But I imagine the Rams will win out on this one, don't you think? Angelo State in Texas, right?
I believe so, yes. Kyle on the text line, not sure if he's a Ram fan or not. That Ram logo is terrible. Thank you, Kyle. We need to...
Kyle also suggesting, he was out of town last week.
Okay.
Suggesting we have Cal Eldred on. And Kyle, we did on Friday. You and others can pick it up on our podcast at kgymradio.com. But thanks for the suggestion.
Yeah. Please go back and listen because it was a very, very good discussion that we had with Cal. So appreciate you going back and listening on the podcast right there. Again, that is at kgymradio.com. Also, is
1307 with a horrible idea on the text line, Scott.
What's that?
How about Dukes versus UNAS three-hole simulated golf challenge live on the radio? This would be radio gold. Well, I can tell you, 1307, it wouldn't turn out any different than real golf, okay?
Oh, you don't know. You don't know. You don't know about that. This just in, again, the daily briefing from Linn County as far as what is happening. I think this was talked about earlier on today, but now Jeff Pomerantz, the Cedar Rapids city manager, has made this announcement. Cedar Rapids Transit will be suspended starting on Wednesday, March the 25th. So keep that in mind. And again, best way to help during this crisis is to stay home. Check in via text messages or a phone call with older adults you know and others at risk for complications from the pandemic. So if you use the Cedar Rapids transit system, you will need to make other plans starting after tomorrow.
Yeah. And social distancing, very important. My son just stopped by, didn't keep his 6-foot distance, and then just left.
Wondering where the schedules were, aren't they?
I can't ground him. He's 40 years old, but come on, Matt.
Hey, well, good. Say, you know what? We have 10 more minutes if Matt would like to come on and talk about anything that he did over the weekend.
I'm not sure we want that. He's left anyway. So.
Okay, very good. You can let us know what you did.
The schedules will be out Thursday, as one of our listeners pointed out, right?
Correct. Yes. Sounds like it will be Thursday as far as the schedules are concerned. And we'll go over them at that point out there. 319-366-1600. We all made it through our second sportsless weekend, kind of the first full week and weekend as far as sportsless weekends are concerned. And, of course, hope everybody tuned in to the March Madness on the radio that we've been bringing you all through the weekend. Some great games yesterday. More games are planned starting this Thursday, Mark. And we do have the schedule now as far as those games are concerned. So I can deliver those to the folks right now. I put those up at kgymradio.com earlier today from home. Starting with Thursday night, this should be a dandy. I remember this one clear as a bell. The 2005, I believe, Sweet 16 game, the comeback game, Illinois and Arizona, when Illinois came back from 20-plus down to knock off the Wildcats. Then on Friday night, these are 7 o'clock games, 107.5, 106.3 FM. Friday night at 7 o'clock, will be the fantastic 1983 NCAA championship game between North Carolina State and Houston, which was rebroadcast over the weekend by CBS. And I thought they did a fantastic job, too, of filling the void right there. Saturday, doubleheader starting at 11 o'clock in the morning. The Elite Eight game from 2006, the little team that could, George Mason and Connecticut from 2006. That will be at 11 o'clock. Following that, the 2010 Final Four, I believe, national championship game between Duke and Butler. 10 years already since that happened. Then on Sunday, it'll be another doubleheader starting at 11 o'clock. The 2003 game between Kentucky and Marquette. And then to cap off the weekend, it will be the replay of the 1982 national championship game between North Carolina and Georgetown. So that's what we have. And then there'll be some more coming up the following Saturday. And then the original evening for the national championship game, we will have last year's national championship game coming at that time.
Kind of disappointed that Northern Iowa and Kansas was not selected for one of the games. We talked about that last week. Number 9 UNI 10 years ago, knocking off the overall number 1 seed Kansas. But be that as it may, looking forward to catching some, if not all, of those games this weekend. Westwood One really providing a nice service in this time that is void of the NCAA tournament.
And it was interesting that most of the comments over the weekend weren't so much about, hey, this game was kind of fun. Boy, I remember that, et cetera. It was about, oh my gosh, there's no score on the screen.
Right.
There's no
right.
Three-point line. There's no shot clock.
Very true.
I thought that was what it was the most fascinating thing about it. And that, especially the 83 game, because and it is the backstory of why a lot of people do not want to see a shot clock come to high school basketball. And that is, do you really think North Carolina State had a shot in that game to beat Phi Slamma Jamma and Mighty Houston if they had a 30-second shot clock back then?
No.
But without one, NC State held the ball a little bit more, 45 seconds to a minute as far as each possession is concerned, and brought Houston out, made him play a little bit, and the rest is history, as they say.
Well, I want to get to the poll question and the text line. We have one more break there, Scott.
Yes, let's go ahead and take care of that. We'll come back and check those off our plate. It is the Monday edition of the Gym Class, coming your way with Scott and Mark. More after this here in KGYM.
Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes, but today hiring can be easy and you only have to go one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job sites. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, try ZipRecruiter for free. My listeners can go to ZipRecruiter.com/will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WILL. ZipRecruiter.com/will. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you ordered some wipers online with our free same-day store pickup? No problem. We'll grab those for you so you can get back on the road. You know, we also offer free next-day delivery. You just order what you need on AutoZone.com by 10 p.m., and we deliver it to your front door the next day. It's perfect for those projects that can wait until tomorrow. Getting your job done just got easier. Free next-day delivery on eligible items on orders over $35. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Every quarter, the score may change. Every period, you may find yourself shifting strategy. Every season, your business might need to recruit new players. And having the right support in place can be the difference maker. That's why ADP makes sure your lineup is solid. With a broad range of HR tools and data-driven insights, ADP can help your team achieve what they're working for. With HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people. Learn more at design.adp.com.
Say goodnight to frozen folded eggs and barely there bacon, America, because Wendy's is now serving up breakfast, and it's going to be America's favorite. They just don't know it yet.
These are a few of my favorite things.
We're talking freshly cracked eggs, oven-cooked bacon. How did I even do mornings before this breakfast goodness? Come into Wendy's to try our new breakfast Baconator, the Frosty Chino, and the Honey Butter Chicken Biscuit. See you in the morning. You up for this?
Favorite things, yeah.
At participating Wendy's.
Back with you at 3:57 here on the Gym Class on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3, and 102.3 FM. Scott Unash along with Mark Dukes. Tomorrow, Dan Shanka will join us, and we will talk about the upcoming NFL draft, which will take place, at least scheduled to take place, about a month's time from now. And no public parts of the NFL draft in Las Vegas, but the NFL at least will make their selections at that particular time. And the way it looks, that's the, at least as of right now, the next sporting event that we have to look forward to, if you will.
Yeah, I think the most interesting part of that discussion will be all the quarterback movement that we've seen. By the way, Marcus Mariota signing a deal with the Las Vegas Raiders, that just popping up. And I know the agreement was in place before today, but I think that's going to be the most interesting aspect to talk with Dan about.
Las Vegas Raiders.
How about that? Hey, we brought you the news earlier that the 2020 Summer Olympics have been postponed probably for a year. That coming from USA Today. First, poll question today at KGYMradio.com asks you this: is postponing the 2020 Olympics the right call? Yes or no? And an interesting text from 0558, I'm wondering about the Olympic red shirts that wrestlers took, and how will that work? Will they get another year?
Good question.
Very good question. And an answer we don't have, but maybe further discussion on that down the road.
You got to think yes. I mean, it's a completely different situation in wrestling than it is as far as the basketball side of things is concerned. If you missed an entire, let's just say Spencer Lee did take a year red shirt for the Olympics. Has to get that back. Not just because it's Spencer Lee, but NCAA is going to have to come up with those answers sooner than later. Talk to you tomorrow, Mark. Talk to everybody tomorrow. Todd and Alex next.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.